Hello, I'm Dom, creator of Dom Radio, and before we start this episode, we're going to have an advertisement provided by our sponsors from Anchor. As always, thank you for listening to the ads. It helps support the podcast and allows me to keep making episodes. And enjoy.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm your host, Skell, and this is my co-host, Felix.
Yep, folks, that's me.
And this is the Skell and Felix Show. Today we have a very, very important and special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself, Vlad?
Hello, I am Vlad, first non-human cosmonaut, first non-human cosmonaut on moon, and first non-human cosmonaut in space.
So, you're Soviet, that correct, Gorginsky?
It is pronounced Organsky, like organ.
Now, Organsky, you're my hero. You have brought great honor to not only the USSR, but the East itself. I think you are really an amazing person. Why don't you tell the listeners why and how you even got in America, let alone Florida?
Yes, Comrade Skell, I will do so now in a very drawn-out and dramatic story.
Actually, we don't have time for a long drawn-out story, so try to keep it brief.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I saw a flyer that the USSR was looking for non-humans, humanoids, and creatures to go to outer space for the glory of the motherland. As a patriot, it was not only my duty, but my moral right to go to space. And I did. And I became the first non-human to land on the moon, and the first non-human to go to space, and the first non-human
Okay, we get it. You're a cosmonaut, jeez.
Now why don't you tell us how you ended up in America? Cause quite frankly, you'd think you'd be happy in Russia.
I was happy in Russia. However, after landing and returning to glory greatest country, the motherland, I started to realize that our president, Rasputin, was not a very good person. I did not agree with everything he said, and once I made a public statement, I realized my life was on the line. I fled to America, where I knew I would be out of the Soviet Union's reach.
Hell yeah, so you switch sides?
Of course not. I have great pride for my country and my people. I love the motherland. I will never tell the Americans any vital information. However, I also value my life. It hurts me deeply that the president does not realize my disagreement with him will not affect my love and passion for protecting the motherland and its pride.
That means a lot, not only to the East, but to everywhere, Europe, America. What you did is not only a statement on freedom, but a statement on patriotism itself.
I prefer openly corrupt people any day to those who are corrupt and evil and try to say that they're achieving utopia like they do in Russia. However, as a patriot myself, I do understand that I do not always agree with my country's beliefs, and I can respect you for what you did.
Thank you, small neckbeard American.
Pardon?
Before you leave, Vladimir Organsky, I'd like to thank you for coming on our show.
I only hope I can inspire my fellow non-human, humanoid, and creature brethren to break the barriers of human assumptions and to do the impossible, like making it to the moon and being the first non-human cosmonaut.
The hell's a neckbeard?
Thank you for listening. We thought we'd do a proper outro, but we waited till Vlad was gone before we started it. Of course, before we end this, we also have something we'd like to remind you.
I may not like Soviets and the cosmonauts. However, I can also agree that murder is bad. After the recent first non-human going on the moon, what happened is we got our first non-human serial killer, the Tallahassee Terror. Of course, this murderer has still not been caught, and if you know anything about their whereabouts, or have any leads on the case, please contact your local authorities. And remember, if you're in Tallahassee, stay safe.
This episode was brought to you by Dom Radio. You can visit our website at domradio.wikidot.com. You can also find us on YouTube at Dom Radio. No reproduction of this audio program outside of its respective listening platforms is permitted without the written consent of Dominic J. Piccioni.